This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can go vote on our poll of the day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. After last night's loss to the Hurricanes, what is your level of concern? Best of seven for the Caps. Not at all, little bit, or very. Poll of the day, Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We've got DC Defenders tickets, a four-pack. They're coming home next weekend. We'll give those away for you in 1 hour at 6 o'clock. But let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Grant and Danny live from Nats Park, and our guest joins us from an undisclosed location in Northern Virginia. He is the great Joe Beninati. Joe B., the Lads were the second-best team on ice pretty distantly last night, huh?
An undisclosed location in Northern Virginia. This sounds extremely secretive. I love this. No, the Lads were not at their best last night. That was obvious. And in listening to your show this afternoon, you guys and your listeners, you have it all surrounded. And it was right there. It was obvious. It was evident. The thing is that the Caps shouldn't have been surprised by anything that they saw yesterday. And yet still there was the reaction like, whoa, what is this? They've encountered it in the past. And the strangest thing of all is if you talk to other coaches around the league, they'll tell you that both Carolina and Washington try to do the same things. Schematically, they're a lot alike. Last night, one team executed nearly flawlessly, and the other didn't post nearly as well as we might have expected on home ice.
So, Joe, the billion-dollar question then is how much of that, thinking this from a Capitals perspective, how much of that is, oh, Caps didn't play that well. How much is Carolina didn't let them play well? How much is that is their influence, or maybe Washington isn't the main character in this story? How do you balance that?
Oh, they influenced, Danny, they being Carolina, they influenced a lot of what went on last night. When you look at it analytically, metrically, the numbers are nowhere near to anybody's liking in D.C. I mean, that was a butt kicking of a 1-1 game.
Yeah.
I've never seen a more lopsided one, I don't think. But you were in the game through the grace of Logan Thompson. And it's not as if Logan had to make 10 bell saves to do it. He had to be extremely sharp to keep you close, to keep you in a 1-0 advantage after two periods. But it was the sheer volume of time, the amount of time spent in your own end, that is troublesome. Now, I fully expect today was mostly in meetings dealing with how do we get out of the zone cleaner? How do we get out of the zone at all? And I fully expect this coaching staff, which I think the world of, and these players to be able to make a countermeasure to what was put on them last night. Now, here's the other thing. Carolina did it beautifully last night. Can they sustain it? Yeah, it's their MO. They're used to it. But at that high of a level, I mean, that was extraordinary what they were doing. And they were doing it to a high caliber quality NHL team. Can you sustain that? Can you do that again and again and again? And if so, you tip your cap and you move on. But I fully expect Washington to be a totally different squad tomorrow. And if not, we've got problems. But I would expect them to be much more ready for what they're going to face. It's not as if they weren't ready for it. They just were overwhelmed by it. Now, okay, guys, here it is. You've seen it. Let's react to it and do it better.
That was as impressive a performance as I can remember watching. I'm not just saying in the playoffs. I mean, period. They had a plan, and I think at about a 99% clip, they went out and did what they wanted to, and they weren't playing the Flyers. I mean, they're playing a really, really good hockey team, and they made them look pretty bad. But to your point, replicating that could be tough, and that's where tomorrow gets interesting on home ice. Joe B., do you think Carbs makes any lineup changes? You know, Radish drew out. The guy that they were tinkering with maybe was Leonard. He had a team high three shots on goal and a breakaway late last night. He couldn't finish. Do you expect any kind of changes at all after a game like that?
Obviously, Grant, we'll find out sooner than later. I'm not inside the mind of Spencer Carberry and Kirk Muller and Mitch Love and Scotty Allen and the entire coaching staff. I know that what you're considering is likely to be the move. If there is a move, you would try to position Protas on a different line up top. You have two options there. Usually it's either with Stroman Ovechkin, or you create that monster line in terms of size and height and weight if you go Protas, Dubois, Wilson. That's a spot for Pro to go. Beauvillier to me is your, and I've seen other people use the expression, he's your Swiss Army knife. He can go anywhere from first to fourth, and I like his playoff experience. I like his pace. Obviously, I like his productivity in the first round. So if you're going to make that change and you're going to sit someone, to me, it's repositioning Radish back on that fourth line with Duhaime and Dowd. I love the way those three work together when they are partnered up. And it would take Ryan out. It would take Leonard out, have him sit and watch a little bit. This is, again, you're only so many weeks into a pro career, and now you're in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't want to say that he's over his head, but he's learning on the fly, and he's having to learn really quickly. And there are skills that he possesses, namely the speed. It's the speed factor that he brings that keeps him in the lineup right now. Now, I don't know if they're willing to make that move, but to me, and be Radish for Leonard.
So talk me out of this from a hockey standpoint. I know they don't want to put McMichael at center. But to me, and you could tell me I'm wrong, I think Lars Eller pulls the third line down. I think offensively they're getting nothing out of him and haven't in a long time. I believe he had 2 points after the break in February. He had one in his final 15 games. He's had one in these 6 games. And when I've asked people about it around the team, a lot of times they'll say, he's really good defensively. We can't not have his defense, and maybe that's your answer. But is the juice still worth the squeeze there? And what about your best offensive lineup? If you go another game where you're getting 14, 15 shots, where Mikey plays center, I know he's been great on the wing, and you just have better skaters everywhere. Because to me, Eller's been their worst player for an extended period of time on offense.
Lars hasn't produced, but the size, the face-off ability, the defensive posture keeps him where he is. And I just hope and wish that he could crack through and feel a sense of relief. There were a lot of players in Washington last night who didn't play very well. Connor McMichael would look in the mirror and say, I wasn't at my best in game one either. There weren't very many Caps who were. And I know what you're saying with regard to McMichael in the middle. I don't know about making that move at this point in time.
Right.
I think they like what they like from a structural standpoint. And again, you have to consider with coaches, it just seems like if you're going to err on one side or the other, they err on the defensive side, and that's magnified in the playoffs. They want to defend as best they can, and the belief is that Lars gives them that ability there in the three spot.
That's Joe Beninati. We're Grant and Danny live at Nats Park here this afternoon. So, Joe, we mentioned this earlier, but I want to get into the how. The zone exits, it felt like climbing Mount Everest to clear their blue line at times, right? It's just this relentless Sisyphusian effort to get just the puck, let alone to carry some offense, let alone to carry the puck into the opposite end or even dump and chase or get, even get a line change off.
Or what about, what is it called when you the puck hits the goalie?
Shahat. Yes. But so the zone exit part of it, nothing else happens without that. What's the fix there? Because, again, to me, this is what Carolina does.
And it's what Washington would like to do to Carolina.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me because these two teams do have the same type of MO, and one team exerted it yesterday and one team wasn't able to. So now you're asking for the fix. To me, they're going to spend a lot of time on how can we help specifically the six defensemen who have to go back, retrieve pucks on dump-ins. How can we help them, A, get to it quicker, B, see the outlet faster, C, make sure we get the damn thing outside the blue line. There were too many of these almost clears, failed clears last night. Those just wind up coming right back at you. The thing that I noticed, and it's different, guys, when I'm calling a game compared to just watching in the stands or watching in the studio like I was yesterday, it was so obvious to me how good Carolina's defensive six were. Slavin, Burns, Orloff, Chatfield, Walker, Gostisbehere, and specifically, they're the ones who help turn the heat up on you in the defensive zone. Yes, their forechecking forwards are relentless. I understand that. But the defenders take the boards away. They pinch down. They work in concert with either a winger or a center, and they just wrap you up. You feel like you're a mummy. And all you do, if you're Washington, and last night all you were doing was just flailing to try and get the puck out. To me, Danny, the fix is I need more guys deeper in the defensive zone. I need the passes to be quick and tight. And in a football parlance, I have to make somebody miss. I have to make somebody miss a tackle. I'm going to have to make somebody miss on a forecheck and move out of the zone as a unit. If they can keep five in the picture in all three zones, they do better. And that'll also help them when Carolina's operating off the rush, which, again, just watching from the stands and watching from upstairs, how smoothly they entered the zone, how cleanly they were able to do it, and then create their offensive opportunities as a result. Thank goodness for Logan. And if LT plays like that, you have a chance in every game in this series. It's why I thought the Caps would win a long series. To me, they bounce back. They figure things out tomorrow, and then you've got to figure out how in the world to get a win in Raleigh where the Canes are fantastic. But let's go one step at a time. Getting the puck out of the zone, it sounds so simple and so easy, but to me, that's the critical element tomorrow night.
Joe B., the puck possession speaks for itself. Ozone time was 33 and a half minutes to sub 17. Obviously, everyone's talked about the shot attempts, 94 to 34. But I was making the case earlier, I care less about that stat. Puck possession is the whole name of the game. That goes without saying analytically. But I care more about the high danger stuff and where the shots are and are they in the slot. And when you actually look at those, I think they had seven slot shots. It was 14, which is too many, to 12 in terms of high danger chances. They gave up just 24, the lowest of any team in round one. But for me, I didn't think like Logan Thompson, while he was amazing and he was very sound and steady and made all the saves, it wasn't like he was sliding all over the place and making saves that are on number one on SportsCenter. I thought a lot of the attempts were kind of nothing burger attempts or got blocked. What do you make of that discussion where I care more about the high danger stuff, and I know the Caps view it that way, not just throwing pucks toward the net to get the attempt, but getting a quality attempt.
You and I are looking, Grant and Danny, at the very same table, I think. It's a game one comparison, and to see shot attempts for Carolina nearing 100, I mean, that's scary, but that is that's their trend. If we're going to talk about quality versus quantity, quantity has always been Rod Brind'Amour's thought. Get it there, get screens there, tips, rebounds, deflections, force the goalie to maybe act too quickly and fumble a rebound or two and give us another opportunity to reset, as opposed to, I think, Washington for a number of years with the tremendously high-skilled players they've had in this lineup for many, many years. It's been about, you give us a good quality chance and we'll put it away. Okay, that you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to be especially economical in this series because if Carolina keeps the puck in your end the way they've been doing it, if the possession time is so slanted, you're not going to get very many chances to beat Frederick Anderson. When you do, you have to put it away like Protus did last night. For me, I agree with you, Grant. There was a game earlier this season, and Spencer Carberry loves to point to it when he's asked about what kind of a gamer, what type of a big game, hungry, competitive atmosphere or personality that LT has. He refers to a regular season game in Montreal where there were four breakaways. I want to say three of them were in the third period alone. That wasn't what we were seeing last night. I agree with you. He didn't have to go crazy with phenomenal stops. He made a lot of really good ones, trust me. But there were post-hit. There were not breakaways. There were not a superhuman amount of odd man rushes against them. So in that sense, the game was closer than you thought. Where it felt so lopsided was, if you're a Caps fan, you're sitting there going, why am I just turning my head to the left? I never have to move back. It's just at one end of the ice the whole time. That was hard to figure out.
Face-offs, Joe B, it was 55-45, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like the Caps went like a dozen in a row at one point without getting one, and it just helped that Carolina relentless amount of possession in their offensive zone.
That's going to balance out over the course of a 4-5-6-7 game series. It's definitely going to. The tendencies for the center iceman, whenever I speak with Nick Dowd, whenever I speak with Dylan Strome, those guys, all of them, Lars, Pierre-Luc Dubois, they all have a very, very good reference point, a book, if you will, on the other guy. And more often than not, who they are facing, they have a good counter move for what his favorite move is. So I don't think you're going to see it swing much more violently than probably 55-45 in any particular game. If it goes more lopsided than that, then it gets to be a little bit worrisome. More than anything, if you ask the Caps, they're going to ask for their wingers to be better, to be more helpful. If these are 50-50 pucks, you've got to win battles. And that's another thing that I thought I saw last night was, in so many times when the puck was available and it's you and me, it was you that was getting it too often, more often than me. And in Carolina's favor, those 50-50 battles have to start coming back to Washington, and that can start at the dot. And that's, you know, a lot of coaches use this expression, you know, we don't face off just center against center. It's 5-on-5. And my wingers and my defenders have got to help me win that draw.
Joe B, great information. I look forward to watching you tomorrow. What time will you be in high definition on my television screen?
Well, I get to work the pre and the post tomorrow.
Oh, so look at you.
Begins, put you to work.
Everything begins on Monumental Sports Network at 6. We'll be breaking it all down and hopefully be a lot happier by the end of the evening than we were last night.
Is there a special sartorial bit of pep that you're going to have to put into this one, knowing that the boys need it?
At this time of the year, Danny, it's just about red ties. I can't tell you how many red ties I have. I don't know. It became a rite of passage or a superstition, I guess, in past playoffs. So once we get into the postseason, it's all red ties.
What's your over-under on tie number total?
In terms of?
Just how many you get, if you had to guess, yeah.
He's over 100.
Oh, my. Oh, 100. No, come on, boys. I've been doing this for a long time.
Who are you talking to, Rouye?
Come on, Rouye. Randy Douye?
No,
there's a lot of ties to pick. 200?
200?
Oh, please, higher. Come on now.
310.
Dude, I don't even want to. Let's not go there.
Just answer me this. I'll let it go.
Picture, you guys.
Please take a picture.
Is it a four digit number?
No.
Like how many days in a year?
365.
Could you go one a day?
Oh, way over that.
Oh my God.
Joe B.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's incredible.
How about pocket squares?
Oh, my God, boys. Stop it already.
Joe B., I've got 12. Like,
we'll say
how
over.
Many times 12?
We'll let him out on over.
You're going to laugh at me. I have, like, there's, like, two drawers of an entire, like, armoire that are just pocket squares.
I love
hundreds.
It. I love
it's scary.
It.
That is outstanding.
He has a great connect, too.
You remember MTV Cribs with the, you know, athletes and celebrities?
It's just one room in Joby's house.
I want to do something for Monumental where I just go out there and just go through his drawers, and he talks about all of his pocket squares.
Guys, the problem is I need the home to match. I have the wardrobe, but I don't have the home to match.
Hey, couple more cups, and we'll get you that home. Joby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
See you, brother.
Keep your chins up, boys. We're going to do all right.
Yeah, game two tomorrow night for the Caps at home, Capital One Arena. All of our playoff coverage brought to you by Astrom Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrom's been a trusted trade partner for the new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry, they handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact astrom.com today. Astrom, the home builders trade partner. Danny, it sounds like the Dallas Cowboys are trading for one of the biggest problem children receivers in the NFL. I'm sure this will end well. That's next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Wilson hooks a pass, looking, end zone! George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown! Wilson to Pickens is potent!
We're live at an empty Nats Park in the left field concourse. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan for another hour. We'll take you up to 6:30 tonight. I am so happy about the Dallas Cowboys trading for George Pickens. I just can't see through my giddiness. In fact, I'm so happy I wish I had a twin brother I could share it with. That's how excited I am. This is a problem child. This is a selfish football player. This is an extremely skilled, talented, bit of a head case, I would say, that Mike Tomlin couldn't get through or fix. But I think Brian Schottenheimer's the guy for the job. What could possibly go wrong? It was just this past December, Danny Hutier, when the Pittsburgh Steelers were gunning for the postseason, and in their Christmas Day game, he showed up less than 90 minutes before kickoff And Mike Tomlin had to say, not today, young man.
You don't get to play.
Just so you guys know, 4 hours or so before kickoff is when the early risers get there. But, you know, within 3.5 or so hours is probably when you should post. He was under 90 minutes before kickoff, waddling through the locker room for the biggest game of their season. Very skilled player. Led the NFL in yards per catch in 2023. 900 yards receiving on just 59 grabs last year. 15 a pop. Go balls. He's athletic on the sideline. It's a lot of back shoulder stuff. It's a lot of slants that he can make plays in the middle of the field, run away from people on, boxing them out with his size. He's a big receiver who even plays bigger than 6'3 and 200. So you're going, where's the catch, Grant? Here's the catch. And if you listen to this show for any period of time, this will be the least surprising thing ever. Not on my team.
Oh,
George Pickens, giant pain in the ass, can play for someone else. He could go catch 60 for 1,100 maybe for someone else. Not on my team. He's someone else's headache. And today, he became the Dallas Cowboys headache, and I am thrilled about it.
So this, I think, is the fundamental difference between you and I. I'm 100% with you that I don't want him. This is not a, oh, Washington should have traded for George Pickens. Not what I'm saying at all. I would not say that because everything you're saying is correct.
He can't play for me.
Yeah, it's going to melt down, and it's going to implode. All I can think about, though, is the fact that he'll probably be available twice against Washington, and he'll probably be awesome, and that it made their offense, at least at times, formidable. And it's a great compliment to CeeDee Lamb opposite him. And I'm terrified of it. Again, big picture, it's going to end terribly. It does, because that's who's involved here. But there's going to be a time where it hasn't ended terribly yet. And I feel like that time will be like they'll do that schedule when it comes out where they play Washington twice in 3 weeks, some kind of weird divisional thing, and he's going to torch us. That's the first thing I thought of. I don't want my rival to have him. I also don't want him either. That's where I'm at.
He had his third best game of the season last year by way of yards against Washington.
Oh, yeah.
5 for 91 and a touchdown in Landover at Northwest Stadium. He only had two games better than that. He went for 113 against the Colts on the road and 111 at home against the Jets. He's a good football player, and you're right. He is a problem when you have to defend his size in the middle of the field and the back shoulder stuff. If they had a quarterback that I worried about throwing him the football, in Pittsburgh, could have been a real issue for teams for years to come. And they just didn't. Mason Rudolph's going to be their starter right now. If it was Rodgers, by the way, the back shoulder throw makes to George Pickens, I actually thought that would have been one of the best fits ever.
I mean, he's got some DeAndre Hopkins to his
totally
with that kind of stuff. The
catch
tap on the sideline. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of that. But you're thinking about the best parts. What about when he is yelling at the receiver's coach?
Mm-hmm.
What about he's showing up 87 minutes before kickoff? What about when he's getting ejected because he's fighting with a corner because he's putting himself over the team because he's tackling someone behind the play? Mike Tomlin has made a career of getting guys to act better in Pittsburgh than in other places. Mm-hmm. And they have had these malcontent types that were issues other spots. Like, and even at the end of their runs there, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, whatever. Ben Roethlisberger, by the way. Look at his track record.
Sure,
he ain't a saint. I don't think he's in the running for Pope coming up at the conclave.
That's a good bet.
But Mike Tomlin makes it work. He didn't want to deal with this guy anymore. He threw his hands up and said, let's go get a draft pick. And by the way, they gave up a third for him.
Yeah.
I love this so much. Does it make their offense better? Absolutely. Did they need a weapon? For sure. Are they a scarier team to defend? Yes. But I would bet I'm looking at my wallet.
Is there the farm?
No, I'm not giving up my Pupatello VIP card.
I was
going to
say, would you bet the Pupatello card?
The Pupatello VIP card is the most valuable thing in my wallet. We are making good use of that Pupatello.
I actually tend to agree with you. Yeah.
I got no money, actually. So we got.
Well, you never carry cash.
Yeah, but I also have no money also.
Okay. Would you bet the Pupatello gift card?
No. No, no, no. Stop saying
that. Under any circumstance.
I don't want you to say that anymore. It's just not a nice thing to bring up. I'm going to bet lunch. I'll take you and the boys to Walters.
Oh.
If he is not either kicked out of a game, benched, or involved in some controversy with a teammate or coach this year, I think all of those things, one of them on my bingo card is a lock.
Yeah, I think you're going to get bingo. I mean, it's the George Pickens special. It's the bonanza. But the in-between parts is what I'm terrified of. Like the games that he's going to perform well, because those are coming too. So you're right. It's going to end terribly, and I know it'll be a crash and burn situation in Dallas, and they don't have a culture strong enough to kind of deal with that, whatever this is right now, this minute, especially with first-year head coach and Brian Schottenheimer?
I think Schottenheimer's the right guy to get through to him.
Yeah, I love this.
I mean,
right
he is such a skilled, wonderful, deserving head coach. He's, what would you say, top three in the league, top five in the league?
Top three with the last name Schottenheimer,
I think. Definitely entrusting him with a mercurial head case of a player. Why wouldn't I? Yeah. I mean, he runs a room better than anybody.
It's his third year in the league talking about Pickens. So, you know, it's potential contract time. So who knows? Maybe this is the just straight and narrow guy. My point is, I'm terrified of what it means for the matchup against Washington. That's the only part I can think about. But in general, I can also say that that's one plate I'm spinning. I've got it spinning right here in my left hand.
And that,
in my right hand,
that's just always going to be a thing.
Yes.
Someone's playing the Commanders, you're nervous.
Yes, especially someone that's good.
If the Caps weren't playing the Canes, and for some reason they allowed the Blackhawks to play them in the second round, you'd go, I just don't like this.
I don't like it.
Not good.
I don't like it.
That's the your heart as a fan. So that's part of it is you know he's going to go 4 for 97 and a touch against the Commanders once, and you have to start with that.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of 2 for 26s in there.
And there's going to be some tantrums, some throwing of things. Yeah, there's all the issues are coming. So I both relish in the potential suffering of Cowboy fans who should repent and reform immediately. You're all wrong. If you've never been to Dallas, you should be embarrassed. But the second part is I'm terrified of what it means for those couple times he plays Washington.
I want the Cowboys to do more stuff like this. I want them to get back to the early 90s.
Just be
the stuff that they wrote about in those chapters of that Cowboys Empire book,
uh-huh,
like barbershops and craziness where people were just doing wacky things.
Little stabby.
No, let's not. Is that what happened in the barbershop?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like some inappropriate behavior stuff.
Well, I was thinking about Michael Irvin stabbing a guy.
Well, that's pretty bad, too. No, I don't want anyone getting stabbed. I need Cowboys yelling at each other on the sideline, like the old Greg Hardy shoving a coach. Just everyone's angry. And Brian Schottenheimer's the man responsible.
He's holding it all together.
Keeping everybody
together.
He's
holding it together.
One of the funniest press conferences of all time. Schottenheimer actually did a pretty nice job. I watched every minute of it. Jerry, oh boy. I mean, I would have paid to watch Jerry in that press conference. This is the team that you want to do poorly, and that press conference is an indication that this person is incapable of running a football team.
Yeah, this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. So thought noise.
By the way, Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned that?
That's a good FYI. That's right.
I just thought I forgot about that for a couple months. And now that it's May 7th, it's a good time to remind everyone. But Pickens, what about what they gave up? Third round pick this coming year, and then a fifth round pick for the draft
for next
in
year.
DC mm-hmm. in 2027.
I think, well, pretty good competition if you're Pittsburgh for a guy that you didn't want to deal with anymore, right? I mean, but for Dallas, they're desperate that you have to turn over different stones than you'd normally like to. And I think that was the case here where they just need something. They need an injection of life on that side of the ball, especially.
If you guys want to join us and give us your thoughts on the Cowboys trading for George Pickens, you're worried at all about them adding a weapon, or like me, do you just want to watch the organization burn a little bit by bringing in a bad actor? 800-636-1067. How will that end? We're Grant and Danny from Nats Park on the Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Grant and Danny, and the show is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murat.
We love those guys. They are the absolute best. I want to know, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, that law firm, Condori and Murat, they can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
In 15 minutes at about 6 o'clock. We're going to be giving away a four-pack of tickets to the D.C. Defenders. They've got a great game day atmosphere at Audi Field if you haven't been out there. And they're competing near the top of the United Football League. They're coming back home next weekend. We've got that four-pack for you. If you want those tickets to the good seats, you better be listening in about 15 minutes. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville on G&D. What's up, Randall?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, everything y'all said earlier about Pickens is accurate. He's going to throw a tantrum. He's going to probably throw a helmet. It's going to hit somebody. It's going to be a story, this and that. But you know what's going to happen? Guaranteed. Twice a year when they play Washington. You know.
Blowtorch, man. Yep.
He is going to Daniel Jones twice a year, every year, until, you know, they get sick of him. Have 150 yards, two touchdowns. Next weekend, wherever they play, two catches, 20 yards.
You know what, though? I would rather them – tell me I'm wrong, Randall. I would rather them be throwing the ball to George Pickens than CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And that, right. To me, that's not a terrible thing.
Appreciate
if you're
bro.
Telling me George Pickens is going to be a focal point and have some six-catch, 100-yard game, then CeeDee Lamb's not going 10 for 137 against you. So I would take my chances with Pickens, who drops footballs, who does dumb things, who fumbles, who gets penalties, grabbing guys by the face mask, trying to shove them out of bounds after a catch on a bubble screen. I'll take my chances. And you're right. He might have numbers against Washington, but isn't the juice worth the squeeze for the inevitable meltdown? For when you're watching the national TV game against the Giants in week 11 and he's screaming on the sideline and someone has to go sit him down and then they go down to Lisa Salters and she's talking about how George Pickens is upset because he wasn't targeted, but we just found out that on Wednesday he didn't show up at practice. And also, by the way, did you know that Mike Tomlin called him and said, I told you so? Huh. I can't wait for that.
It's the different mind frame, the different set right there. Like, that's coming. I'll be excited when it happens. It's the torching of Washington. That's the thing I care about so much. You can big picture stuff, and that's awesome. It's a good quality to have. I'll get there. you know, if and when Washington's eliminated or if Dallas is playing a meaningful football game, like it's Thanksgiving and they're playing Philadelphia and he does one of those meltdowns, I'll have a grand old time with it. I'll do a little tap dance and go, ha-ha, Nelson Munster from The Simpsons. I just can't have Dallas be any better against Washington. I need them to stay down under my thumb.
Darius dropped this in the chat. I think this is worth discussing right here on the Grant and Danny radio program. FanDuel asked this question. I don't know why. There's no betting odds involved, but I'm a FanDuel guy. Is a baseball game a good first date idea? Now, maybe it's just that I love baseball. I have long thought that baseball was not only a good first date idea, one of the best first date ideas. In fact, I'm a married man with three cheering, and I've got a fourth cheering coming in July. I don't consider this a date. You tell me if this is a date.
Okay.
The first time I ever met my wife in person, we met on, you know, the on Twitter, actually, I think, or one of these accounts. I don't remember. We're like going back and forth. We're tweeting. Next thing you know, we're texting. Next thing you know, we're meeting up, right? We went to a sports bar to watch an Orioles-Angels game. She claims that was our first date. I didn't take it as a first date. I had to do two radio hits during. I was like leaving and going into the parking lot. I was kind of slouched over. It was a nubby bar. I could write it down for you, but it's no longer around.
Okay.
You've heard of it. I mean, you would say, you took her there?
Really?
And it was nubs. But I didn't view it as a date. I viewed it as I want to make sure you're not a 44-year-old man in his tidy whities on his keyboard. And also, I want to see if I'm interested. If I am, and if you're interested, we'll go out on a date.
That's the nature of a date.
Seriously?
Yeah, you went on a date.
That was a date.
You met a time. You met at a place. The point was to see the other person. Date.
Well, that was an awful scheduled first date by me. She should not have been impressed. And I can't imagine she was.
I think she was underwhelmed, I think.
I would hope so. Especially me shuffling in there, waddling over.
Like, here he is, everybody.
That's tough. But it worked out.
Yes, it
but
did.
Our first real date was a few days later. We went to an Orioles-Nats game at Nationals Park. Mm-hmm. That's why I bring this up.
Yep.
We went to a baseball game. We chopped it up. We talked about our favorite Orioles. There's ebbs and flows to conversation, and you're watching games, and you can get up and go to the bathroom or get a drink. And it was a very comfortable setting. We're in public, so you don't have to be nervous. You know, there's nothing crazy going to happen with this scary bearded man, right? I think baseball's a great first date. In fact, that day was the day that I got taken out of my car, thrown on the ground, and several police officers.
It was that day?
Yeah.
Same day?
I was mistaken.
That's like Seinfeld episodes where it's like, that's the same episode? I can't believe that was the same episode of Grant Paulson.
Yeah, I'll never forget it because I'm on anxiety medication to this day because of it. Mm. August 4th, 2014. You can look it up. Orioles Nationals at Nats Park. We're going on our first date to the ball game, and I had to call her and tell her, hey, I'm in the back of a cop car. I was just thrown on the ground at gunpoint by several officers as I came out of Chipotle because they thought I had stolen a vehicle that was my vehicle. It was just a little whoopsie-daisy.
A little whoopsie-daisy.
Just a little mishap as several guns are drawn on me, and there's rocks in my beard.
All right, let's go a little Grant Paulson bingo.
Yeah.
Let's see. Go so that it. What year was that? You said 2014 was
August
the year?
4th. 2014 is what you're looking
August
for.
August 4th, 2014. What happened in the game?
I don't remember.
You usually remember every detail like this, but your memory may be jarred by the whole.
I think I was on that night. I was trying to impress a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chris Davis did something. If I had to, I remember him for some reason from that night.
Okay, he scored a run, had a base on balls.
That's not going to do it.
He was in the game. He played.
Starting pitchers, who did we have?
You tell me. You don't remember any of it?
I like this game, it probably was also the fact that, I don't know if you heard, I had seven guns drawn on me.
One guy,
I was thrown into the back of a cop car.
One guy still in the big leagues with good stuff. The other guy, I've been mistaken for him.
Okay. That guy's Tanner Roark.
Tanner Roark, yes.
Yeah. And who was the Oriole, you said?
Yeah, he's still in the big leagues. Good stuff.
Brian Mattis.
Nope.
No, he's the late Brian Mattis. No, I'm trying to think of the guy.
Right hand. Kevin Gossman.
That's Mattis, obviously no longer with us, but sad story, but moved on to the Cardinals.
7-3 Orioles win to go to 63-48. Nats fall to 60-50.
Wow.
On August 4th.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, hate to see it.
But, yeah, just a little whoopsie-daisy moment, and we're on our way. But can you imagine getting that call? I call it my first date. You're saying it's our second date. I pick up the phone and I say, hey, I'm going to be late. Already just a terrible thing. I'm the most, you know this, I'm the most punctual.
You're a punctual Peter, yeah.
And she's like, okay, no problem. Like, I'm like, we're not going to eat beforehand. We'll just meet at the game around first pitch. Okay, cool. What's up? I'll explain later, but I'm in the back of a cop car.
You're my one call.
I was cuffed for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Probably several minutes, but it felt like an hour before we sorted some things out.
So my second date with my now wife, our third date, we actually did go to a baseball game, went to an Orioles game. But our second date, similar type story where it's like I called and it sounded like I was making up the worst excuse ever. And I'm like, hey, I'm on my way, but I'm locked out of my place. The key still works to my apartment door, but yeah. The front door, either somebody broke the key off in the lock or something. We cannot open the door to the building, not to my apartment. You follow me?
Yeah.
And like, I don't have any of the stuff I need. I don't know what, you know, whatever, but like, I'm just going to leave and try to hope that something, the locksmith comes later so that I can get into my apartment later. Man, she's like, do you want to cancel? I was like, no, I don't want to cancel, but just let you know that it's, you know, I didn't have a chance to shower. And anyway, let's go watch V for Vendetta. That's what we did.
V for Vendetta?
That was our second date.
Is she a movie theater lady?
Not really.
She are don't. You? So movies first date you like. Or that was second
date? Yeah,
that
was our second date. Yeah.
But still, you like an early date movie. I do too, but people hate it because there's no interaction. You're not talking.
Well, we were supposed to go to dinner. Supposed to do like some
so
fun stuff.
So you guys just you sat near each other.
Yeah, so we like, you know, I swung by, picked her up on the way to the movie. Like we were late.
Any physical touch at all? Like, do you try to hold hands leaving the theater?
No, it was you know, very little. The for example, it's like when she goes to her wall, it's like, no, I got it. A little tap on the arm.
Oh, just letting her know.
Type stuff. Yeah, I'm still here. It's like the after the whistle theatrics in hockey. Where it's like, I'm just letting you know that I'm here.
Yeah.
Or
arm around her shoulders
in
the movie.
No, because that was gross, quite frankly.
Okay.
It was hot.
Did you do a man seat between the two of you?
No, we sit next to each other. But it's like we're Max Crosby because of Pat Mahomes. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You
I'm
just touch every time you can.
I know what you're doing, dog. I know what you're doing, dog. Back off.
That's outstanding. Yeah. So that was my first date. That's a terrible first date. I've always said the Nats game was our first date. I guess I should rethink about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, the prerequisites are all met for a date. It's an arranged time, place, a person.
I think there's such a thing as a meeting, a feeling out meeting that isn't a date.
No, not in person.
What's the definition of a date?
Person, place, time.
But it could be platonic.
Those are, yeah.
Are you saying romantically?
Well, of course. Yeah, there's
romantic
implied.
Interest.
That's implied.
Okay.
And here's the point. That on a date, you're actually discovering if there is. You're doing that whether you want to admit that it's a date or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've all had first dates where the other person was not interested. Right? That's happened to us.
I think it's the best when you sit near someone at a first date in public. Like this guy on Twitter, maybe it's actually a girl, I don't know. Aaron says, please note to first dates at the ballpark on behalf of those sitting in front of or behind you that actually want to pay attention.
Oh, stop.
I get kind of locked in. I love eavesdropping on a first date.
No, that's the bits.
Really?
Yeah, all the work.
Oh, the bad shtick.
So
like,
uncomfortable.
The feeling like I'm like, Allison, I think this guy's doing well. They're leaving together. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah, but then you get the guy that's trying to be impressive, and it's like the expert's like, you know, it's interesting is the way a slider sounds different than a curveball when you're in the batter's box. The reason I know that is because I played. Like,
oh, that's the pitch. Yeah. Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Baseball. If it wasn't for my knee injury, I'd have been on the Rochester Red Wings.
It wasn't for my lack of ability.
I was in the minor leagues. I'm like looking him up on Baseball Reference. It's a pretty thorough website. Don't see you on Baseball Reference. They don't have me on there, but I played.
I played.
I got everybody here, buddy. If Danny Ruye got a spring training at bat, he'd show up there.
I would have shown up.
G&D on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30.